Now, it's time to say goodbye the only way we know how. Saturday, February 28th, 2026, 29 on the Hill, presents The Last Dance.
Rock the house, y'all.
Featuring Zambia's number one international DJ, Gesh Groove, Thrillmatic, Busy Wizzy, and OJ, bringing you the best of the 80s, 90s, noughties, and everything fresh. From 1 p.m. till midnight, free entry. The same great food, unmatched vibes, old friends, new faces. One final night together. Let's sign off a legend in style. The Last Dance, 29 on the Hill, Saturday, February 28th.
The headlines. HH describes Africa Water Vision as transformative and strong Kwacha benefits local car buyers. President Hakainde Hichilema has described the Africa Water Vision 2063 and policy as a transformative blueprint and the collective answer to the continent's water challenge. President Hichilema says the water vision and policy is a cornerstone of the African Union theme for 2026, which is assuring sustainable water availability and safe sanitation systems to achieve goals for Agenda 2063. He noted that water is Africa's most vital strategic resource and a lifeblood that sustains its people, the energy that powers industries, and the common thread that binds African nations together. Zanice reports that President Hichilema said this in a speech read on his behalf by Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Collins Nzovu, at the dinner to launch the Africa Water Vision 2063 and policy at the African Union headquarters in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, last evening. A local car dealing firm says the improvement of the performance of the Kwacha against international major convertible currencies is benefiting the vehicle purchasing public. Zivek Cars says the firm is passing on benefits of the improved local currency to the public. Zivek Cars manager Lumono Mukwali said from the time the Kwacha started appreciating against international currencies such as the United States dollar, the firm effected a drop in the prices of their vehicles. Mr. Mukwali said the pricing structure of the firm's vehicles was proportionately matching the percentage at which the Kwacha has been appreciating. It disclosed that the positive policies that have been implemented by the government have improved the business environment. For international news, we monitor the BBC.
Indonesia says it's preparing to send 1,000 troops to Gaza by early April for possible deployment in a proposed multinational peacekeeping force. Indonesia would be the first country to formally commit troops to the security mission, a key part of President Trump's ceasefire plan. The BBC's learned the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer's considering making a significant increase in defence spending. The government's understood to be exploring the idea of meeting the current target of 3% of public spending earlier than planned, at a potential cost of up to $19 billion a year. Germany's foreign ministers criticized defense spending in France as insufficient. Johann Vadefuhl said France needed to do more to reach the agreed goal of spending 5% of GDP on security in Europe. He said President Macron had been right to repeatedly talk about the pursuit of European sovereignty, but French efforts have so far been insufficient.
The US dollar is trading at 18 kwacha 35 ngwe. The Great British pound 24 kwacha 98 ngwe. The euro is trading at 21 kwacha 77 ngwe, and the South African rand 1 kwacha 14 ngwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank. Harrison Reed scored his first ever FA Cup goal as Fulham staged a second-half comeback to beat Stoke City and reach the fifth round of the FA Cup. The Championship side took the lead in the 19th minute with an emphatic finish from midfielder Junho Bae. But Fulham rode back after the break and ended a run of three consecutive defeats across all competitions, thanks to goals from Kevin and Reed, who struck the winner with 6 minutes left after a mistake by Stoke keeper Tommy Simkin. Both Potter's boss, Mark Robbins, and his Fulham counterpart, Marco Silva, made a number of changes to their sides after league fixtures in midweek. There were five for Stoke, the 2011 FA Cup finalists, but winless in six games since defeating Coventry City in the previous round. Lusaka is cloudy, with the temperature peaking at 25 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be cloudy with widely separated thunderstorms, with the temperature dropping to as low as 16 degrees Celsius. The headlines. HH describes Africa Water Vision as transformative and strong kwacha benefits local car buyers. My name is Terence Makundo.
Different flavors. Fruity original. Fruity guava. Fruity mango. Fruity pineapple. Fruity apple. And fruity granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity. A quality product from Californian Beverages.
Fruzak is number one in music stations.
I'm closing chapters, I'm turning pages, glory to glory, from faith to faith, I'm moving on, I'm moving on, I'm moving on, I'm getting older, so I'll keep it straight. It hurts to let go, but it hurts more to say I'm more.